Like to welcome Jeff Overton. Jeff, great year last year with the Ryder Cup appearance. You made your first appearance at the Bob Hope Classic, if you want to talk about that, and then coming back this year and what you expect to start the year out.
It was a great year last year. Didn't take as much time off as I this past year as I have in the last couple of years, but so I'm looking forward to just kind of getting right back into things. Had a great ball striking week last week. Just switched to Cleveland Irons, and they worked very well. I think we're in top 10 in ball striking, and some of the stats last week, greens hit and fairways hit, and I just didn't get the putter going. But this is a week you got to make a lot of putts, and the putter seems like it's coming around. Just looking forward to going and trying to make a whole lot of birdies.
Do you have the same expectations as, just picking up from last year and building on that?
Yeah, I still ride the confidence and just being comfortable. I felt a whole lot more comfortable last year, and I felt like that was a really big thing for me because, when you're comfortable, it's easier to get confident. And, when your confidence is high, you're going to play well. And I had the combination of those two things going for me.
Okay, thanks. Questions?
Larry?
Obviously, you played well enough to get onto the Ryder Cup team. Was that something that boosted your confidence even more than just playing well, being considered to be one of those 12 guys?
Anytime you're on a team with the kind of players that are on that team, it's pretty awesome, and it makes you feel like wow, I've actually made it. My game is as good as anybody's, and I can perform at that level at any level. And it just gives you that much more confidence just because if you play your game, you can beat anybody.
I grew up in Indiana. I know I listened to Slick Leonard growing up. Did you hear anything from him after the Ryder Cup?
Boom, baby. No, I didn't. I didn't hear anything from him.
Are you a big Pacers fan, though? Obviously, that's where you got Boom Baby.
I was a big Reggie Miller fan in my friends in high school because we had a really competitive golf team, and one of my friends we thought it was so funny that they'd always yell every time Reggie would make a three. And he would, next thing you know, it just kind of carried over the golf course, and he would yell at, like, making 20 footers and just to make fun of Slick a little bit, and he'd just go nuts. I'd just run around, and go bananas. And I kind of picked it up. I started saying it too, like, when you had a little match between the other teammates, and you made like a 25 footer on the last hole just to kind of rub it in. And you'd kind of run around, do a little screaming and yelling, and it just kind of carried over. And the next thing I know, when I made that shot, like, the emotion just got the best of me, and I just kind of lost it. And that was the first thing that came to my mind. And
This is your second time at this tournament. Is it hard as a younger player or somebody who hasn't had as much time here as, like, Stuart Sink, who was here a minute ago, to get a grip on the golf courses and get enough time on the golf courses in order to feel completely confident out there?
It's definitely a tough thing. I played last year. I wasn't even going to play last year because I hadn't ever played the first 3 years. First 2 years I didn't get in the tournament. And the third year I was like, well, I've never played. I'll just take the week off. And last year I was like, I need to get some rounds in. I'm just not swinging it very well. And I realized that I think it's a really great golf course. I feel like inside 120 yards was probably one of my strengths last year, like 75 to 120 yards, and along with hitting the ball fairly straight and far. And when I broke things down, I feel like this golf course really sets up well for me because I can put my ball in a lot of really good positions to make birdies. And I just felt like this place set up great for me. And, I think that the knowledge of it is big, especially around the greens and some of the approach shots, knowing little small things. But at the same time, if you're executing shots and you're putting good strokes on it, you're going to figure out the rest of the stuff, even though you haven't played the course that much.
Recent history here of a lot of guys getting their first PGA Tour wins. Bill Haas, Peperez, Charlie Hoffman, who was there. What's the difference between having a great year and having a great tournament and maybe getting that, pushing to that victory?
What's the difference between what now?
Between playing well and then pushing to a victory.
Well, I mean, I feel like